Last night in Salt Lake City, the glass cauldron that held the Olympic flame was rekindled, exactly a year after it was ignited for the 2002 Winter Games. In the years since, American athletes won a record 34 medals. U.S. Olympians have enjoyed continued success in competition, but there's been considerable upheaval in the Olympic executive suite, including last week's resignation of the U.S. Olympic Committee president. The USOC now is looking for its fourth president in 3 years. NPR's Tom Goldman was at the Games in Salt Lake City, and he's been keeping tabs on the Olympic scene ever since. He joins us. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Leanne.
Always good to start with good news. U.S. alpine skiers were a disappointment at the Salt Lake City Games, I remember, but they've been doing pretty well on the international circuit since, haven't they?
They sure have. They are the big winter news for U.S. Olympic athletes, mainly because they're consistently challenging the European skiing powers for the first time in many years. 25-year-old Bodie Miller, the one bright spot at last year's Olympics, is being called the best young skier in the world, and those are big words. At the current World Championships in Semmeritz, Switzerland, Miller has won two medals. On the women's side, Kirsten Clark and Jonna Mendez have won two medals as well. So the four medals is just one shy of the U.S. record in major championships. The Americans won five at the 1982 Worlds and the 1984 Olympics.
But the Austrians are still the best alpine skiers, right? At least among the men.
Oh, natürlich. I mean, they are the New York Yankees of the slopes, and just try to wrap your mind around David Wells on skis, Leanne. But Austrian Stefan Eberharter still is the top guy, and he leads a talented team that includes a great story, the legendary Hermann Mayr. Now, do you remember the Herminator at the 1998 Olympics?
Oh, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he survived that unbelievable cartwheeling crash in the downhill, and he nearly lost a leg in a motorcycle accident a year and a half ago. Now, he missed the Salt Lake Games, and he would have been dominant there, but he's staging an amazing comeback. He's already won a race, and the first race he won, he cried on the victory stand. Tough guy, but he couldn't help getting emotional.
What about Apollo Ohno? I mean, what's he been doing since, he had that billy goat beard, that food filter thing, and he got famous by winning gold and silver in speed skating last year.
Yeah, well, he's still winning, and as you might remember, Apollo had a controversial Olympics. He won a gold and a silver, and his gold in the 1500 meters came after a South Korean skater was disqualified, and apparently there's still animosity in South Korea, but Ohno is having a great World Cup season. He's won six gold medals and two silvers, and yes, he still has that cute little beard.
Well, what about American Olympic dreams? I mean, could they be threatened by this mess that's going on with the U.S. Olympic Committee?
Well, yeah, people are saying that could be the case. If you consider the major sponsors of the Olympic movement are getting restless with the USOC's antics, this could affect the many dollars funneled to athletes. According to an agent who represents Olympic athletes and coaches, the USOC funding is huge. He says for many athletes, support of even a few thousand dollars is the difference between being able to keep the heat on or take a hot shower. In the USOC's four-year, $490 million budget, the USOC spends over three-quarters of that on athletes, training facilities, and various governing bodies. This weekend in Chicagoland, the USOC is trying to get itself out of the current mess, which started when its CEO, Lloyd Ward, got in trouble for helping along a business deal that involved his brother. The flap over his appearance of a conflict of interest, and some still say there was an actual conflict, that led to numerous resignations, including the USOC president, as you mentioned before. And yesterday at the Chicago meeting, Ward was denied a bonus of $185,000. He still makes a comfy salary, but they voted to keep him on as CEO. But his problems might not be over because Congress holds another hearing on the USOC problems this week. Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell still is calling for Ward's resignation. Campbell's upset about the ethics situation and Ward's membership in the Augusta National Golf Club. And Leanne, I'm afraid that's a whole other interview.
You bet. NPR's Tom Goldman. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you.